Well, let's do the sugi of Drosh v'Kabel Schar. So Gemara has an ayin aleph on aleph. Gemara says, Hayaviv roitze be'ima in a roitze, aviv in a roitze be'ima roitze, and anasa ben sera. Gemara that's discussed, that's your shneim roitze. Nehuda oimeh emli hoise imoy ru'uya lo aviv in anasa ben sera. The Gemara discusses my ayin ru'uya. And then the Gemara says that the initial pshat, yilei mechai v'krisus v'chai v'misus based on saif saif, avua ninu, v'imei imei ninu, el v'shabel l'aviv kamar. That's what it's referring to. How can we elaborate on this idea of v'shaviv lime? Ru'uya over here means not muteres, but ru'uya, that we would say it's a tzuga pas shidduch, the ru'uya, but in a strange way. In other words, they're very, very similar. I don't know if that's necessarily the way that one picks a shidduch, but that might be what the Gemara means. Tanya nami yachiv, yudu aimer, im loy hoyisa imo yishavel lo'ovi b'koyol, u'remare u'bekoyma, ena nasa ben sara mare. My time, u'dam akura, nenu shem eva keleinu, mina kol be'idon, shavin, mare v'koyma, nami v'inon shavin. Right, that's a difficult drasha, achorim discuss it. Keman ozlo, Keman Ozla, Hoditanya, Ben Sira Umar Lehoya Bele Osid Leyois, Veloman Nichta of Deresh Rekawalschar, Keman Krib Yehuda. Ivoy Same Rib Shimon, the Tanya, and Rib Shimon, Vichim of Nesha Ochel Zet, the team of Bosser, Vishos Sachatzi Lugia in Hatalki, other Vimo Vitin as Lusakloi, Ella Lehoya Beloy Osid Leyois, Veloman Nichta of Deresh Rekawalschar. Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda and or Rabbi Shimon, with the Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, im lehoya sa'imai ru'uya la'aviv in a nasib in sarah marad, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that this din, this requirement, that they should be shavah v'kolu v'marah v'koymam, indicates that that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's way of indicating that it's a theoretical Parsha. And Rav Shimon says the requirement of parents to bring the child to Skila, that is the indication, that's like way, the way which HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us that it's a theoretical Parsha. Right? That would also address this Ibn Ezra they were discussing the base of Edrash. That according to Rav Shimon, this is not Shaya. That's why it could only be shah for the first. So that would be so our Gemara says we have two Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Gemara goes on to say, Rabbi Yenison, I'm Rabbi Yenison, ani re'isa v'yishavti al kvarei. To be explained, Rabbi Schwab's approach as to how is it possible to have a machlokes whether something happened or didn't happen. And Rabbi Yenison and Rabbi Schwab's understanding of Rabbi Yenison is that it didn't happen precisely and there wasn't a skila by Beis Din, but something very, very, very similar happened and Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of the situation. And Rabbi Yehuda says, but you can see all of the elements of Insur Mara there. It wasn't, the parsha was not practiced per se. There were not two parents that ever brought their child Lemisa. There were not two, there's never a shidduch that was exactly Bekoil Umamara. Bekoil Ubamara Bekoima. So it's correct. But the Torah is giving us a way of observing something. And we saw, Rabbi Edison says, I saw a tombstone that indicated that a person lived, there was a young person who had a tortured life, and he was a Zel V'Soyve, maybe didn't do Kilchasa, maybe didn't have Tatima Bos V'Logiayin, maybe his parents didn't bring him to a Beis Din and didn't give him skila, but I saw Zel V'Save, and he was nifter. Right? He was nifter young. So Yishavti Al Kvari. So I saw it happen. Rabbi Yonasan may not be arguing with the Yehuda B'Shem. He could be agreeing with the Yehuda B'Shem. Right? He could be saying, Nechanavi, there is no, it can't happen exactly. Joshua right? Kavul Zchar could be, but it gives you a lens of to look at things. Right? You can understand certain events that may have happened through Ben Sarah or Moira. And similarly for Nidachas. Keman Oz Lahodatanya. Ir Nidachas Lehoisivali Asina Lyois, Veloma Nichtav, Nichtava, Deroish, Vikabul Schar, Keman, Kivilezer, the Tanya, Blazer, Emer, Kolir, Sheyeshba, Filu Mizuzachas, Eina Nasir, Ir Nidachas, Mai Taima, Omar Groves, Kol Shlolo, Tikboits, Lotech, Rechovas, Visarafta Beish. We came to Ik Mezuzah, lo yev shetachzir leisas and kein la'ashem alikeichem. Oroch laneres kasha, why don't we say asid eich aloisasa? Om Rav Yenison, anivir isi v'yashavti altila, keman, so, and again, we could have the same malach as we had. Keman oz ha detanya beis hamduga lehoi v'liyos eliyos, v'lomen nichtav droish v'kabal schar, Keman kevelazer b'shemen d'tan, velazer b'shemen oimer la'olam in abayis tomei ad sheyirosh kishtei gerisin. A gris is like the size of a penny. So in order to have a base hamnuga, you have to have a nega, two negoim, each one is the size of a penny, al shtei avonim, each one on separate stones, b'shtei kaisalim, each one on separate stones and separate walls, but they must be stones that come together in the corner of the house. And when you look at the two grisen together, it'll be orchay kishne grisen. What are the chances? So Mara says, my time to realize, how do we know this then? Ksiv kira, ksiv kira, he says, akira shakiris, avi emrek zere keren zovies. Good. And then similarly, we have Machlokes HaTanan, Rabbi Amar Eliezer of Tzadik, Mokim Hoyu B'Tchum Azov, Hoyu Karin Oisei, Churbas HaSagirta, that this was the place they brought the stones from the Bais HaMenuga. Amar B'Shimon Ish Kvar Akko, Pam Achas Olachti L'Galil, Risi Mokim Shimon Tzayin Oisei, V'Amar Avondem Menugois, Pinu L'Shom, and again, you can give a similar halach to what Rav Shalom explained. Somebody asked me the question last week already, that the base hamenuga is very hard to understand the Gemara, because the tzeras batim is not a natural process. Tzeras batim is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam bringing out some kind of nega. Rambam describes Hilchos Negaim that it's not a natural event; it's an unnatural, supernatural event. Kasha is a good kasha. It's a very thin and very thin sefer that's printed some time ago on Masechta the Sanhedrin by Avraham Shteyman, called it, I think, Chesed U'Mishpat. Most of his svarim are called Ayelas HaShachar, and most of his svarim are printed without his name on it, just his Aleph Yud Lamed usually. That's where Ayelas comes from. So I don't know why this sefer was separate. It doesn't have the same thickness as his svarim. I don't remember his name on it, or also put just his initials. I'm not sure, I don't remember. But it's a very, very interesting sefer. And he raises this question that doesn't have an answer for it. He leaves it with Zerachian. It's how to resolve this sugya with the approach of the Rambam that nigei bayis and lechor it's a pashas of the parasha, that the nigi abayis is supernatural. You have to say something along the lines that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, even though it's supernatural, but he's still using some form of natural processes. In other words, even the negoyim on one's body, there is some kind of dermatological aberration. It's not going to respond to medication. It'll only respond to tshuva. But it is a dermatological aberration. It will proceed in the way that decaying skin will proceed. It'll discolor the way decaying skin discolors. So it's conceivable that just as one can have certain kinds of discolorations due to mold, due to that's the one that we're most familiar with in building materials. Maybe it's a similar idea that it has to have some level of probability, some natural process. I'm not sure. Let's focus on the idea of Joshua Kabel Schar. How do we understand Joshua Kabel Schar? The Gemara says this is never going to happen, right? According to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, so the parsha ben Sara Mara is never going to happen. Ella v'lova nichtav. So why is it recorded if it's never going to happen? So droish v'kavul schar. It's written because there's not enough to keep us busy in Tariq mitzvahs. A person may learn kol ha-tariq 101 times, and he's still looking for something else to do. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, all right, I have to have 3 more parshas. And that's how a person's going to keep himself busy. That's going to change. It's going to make the difference between a person who can spend his entire life learning Torah or a person who... What's Pshat, Joshua, Kabel Schar? What's the Hezra Adover? Again, it's not... What does it add? If it's not Lamasa, right? So... And let's assume also... that all forms, all the mitzvahs can be learned with infinite depth. All come from the Ein Sof of Chachma. So every mitzvah comes from the Ein Sof of Chachma. So what does Kodesh Baruch Hu say? I have to add Ben Tzurim, or I have to add Ir Nidachas, Dresh V'Kavul Schar, what's Pshat? What's the Kabel Schar? Drush. When it comes to Mr. Talmud Torah, that's Davka, where Chazal formulated that a person should be Yosek Shulel Lishma Kadei Shulel Lishma. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a Shulel Lishma Parsha. Drush for Kabel Schar. Should we Drush? No? Gerish, we have to say.
Everything else you may have in the back of your mind now
on the level of,
and what I have to do.
Right, so you're saying a chiddush, a v'chaim elojim's chiddush, that Torah halacha l'mais is not Torah l'shma. Right? That's v'chaim elojim is vart. That's vart. That was a sefer. Right? Nefesh l'chaim, Torah l'shma, that is, there is a concept of learning Torah in order to, again, the Chiddush of Chaim Elojner is if I can learn Torah without ulterior motives, not to become, to get COVID, and not to be able to get a high paying salary and give a shir, but I can learn Torah Lishma, right? For no ulterior motive. But that's not Lishma, that's his Chiddush. There's still an element, not that Shalei Lishma, but the Lishma of Torah is in order to be able to develop the Torah to greater depth, an unusual pshat. So what Gerish is saying is that Jerosh v'kabel schar must mean a leaving a Torah that can never have an impact, a leaving a Torah that can never be lamasa. So it has to be l'shem what?
Correct. So there's a separate mitzvah to Talmud Torah.
Correct.
And obviously it's something that's not connected to learning a lot of other mitzvahs.
Right, good.
So why is it fish to say that you can learn Talmud Torah Lishma and it would have to be something that you're not for to learn a lot of?
She's saying, so what's the chiddush of Dresher Kabbal Schar?
No, what's the chiddush of Rechaim Lajman?
Oh, his chiddush is that Torah Lishma is that we usually understand Torah Lishma to mean I'm learning without any ulterior motive, without any personal gain. That's how we usually understand Torah Lishma. A person could learn the mitzvah of tzitzis in order to be able to perform the mitzvah of tzitzis perfectly, and that. So we would say that's Torah Lishma, because he's not doing it to be able to market the tzitzis, and he's not doing it in order to get caught, but he's doing it because he wants to become the mitzvah beautifully. So we would call it Torah Lishma. Chaim Lishma would say that's Torah Lishma in the vernacular. Chazal had a different idea of Torah Lishma. But that's along the lines of what you're saying, right? Drosh v'kabel schor. So why can't I have drosh on halach l'maisa dekin yana? Now, what's pshat? How do you understand? What were Chazal pointing out? What were they teaching us? What was the Kadosh Baruch Hu teaching us? Drosh v'kabel schor. So you have the mahalach of the Marsha. The Marsha is asking, how do you understand Dresh V'Kabel Schor? The Torah says, if X, Y, and Z happens, it's Chayv Skila. What's the Dresh V'Kabel Schor? How could the Torah create a scenario and say, if X and Y happens, he's Chayv Skila, and then we say, that's just for the Torah said he's very Lisakel. V'Niriki Ben Sarer. So the Marsha says the point of this Gemara is this particular Nakuda that they gave him Musar, and they spoke to him, and it was father and mother together, and with the same concern and passion, that child would continue to violate both the wishes of both parents, can't be. And if the child continues to do what he did, it means the parents did not fulfill the requirements of Eichacha. Then it means that they never really gave him Echacha together. Ilo Echichu Shneim, if they would have given him Echacha together, Marshas is the Torah saying, Mekabot Echacha. Vim Kain, Al Korcho Bishakol Shneim Shoga, Sheyuchel Loimar, Sheyusover Bechalot Echacha, Shlehayir Rak Mei Echon Meyem, O Mei Ova Mei Imoi. V'zeh dover shi evsha. Shi ushavin b'chol dover. V'li hayoloi v'li osid liyos. And Reb Shimon says his svara. El deka omar. V'alkein v'li hayo v'li osid liyos. V'lo nechtav el drosh. She'ove v'ima yidrishu. She'tari gila soiv daitai. Because they're right, Lisakel. So the drosh for Kabbalah's char is that if a child will go down this road of being a zel of Yisoyve, then the drosh for Kabbalah will learn this parsha well and understand from the parsha what you're supposed to do. And understand from the parsha that the parents have to get on the same page, speak to them together, speak with the same level of passion and concern. And the Torah is warning the parents that if they don't take the situation in hand, then they're allowing a child to become ultimately a thief and a murderer. Yechichu v'yisrus b'neim v'yikamlu al zeh schar. That's pshat. Droish, not the pshat, learn the parsha. Droish, and get schar for Talmud Torah. No. Droish, if a rav sees that there is rampant avodah zarah in the town, so he should understand what could happen, and you can tell where it's going. Deroish, learn the parsha and figure out from the parsha how one can hold the town back from becoming over there by the Zara. In other words, put up mezuzahs. Right? Teach people in Allah introduce more and more things that could never be destroyed. More Deroish Shabikdusha. So Deroish, figure out the parsha. Figure out what's going to make this impossible. The Kabbal Schar, you'll get the Schar of making sure the child did not become a Bin Saramara. You'll get the Kabbal Schar of averting a problem of a Yoni Dachas. Okay, Arminon, Hane Noshe, Vimai Zochin, Shemegadlin, Bnei Latal Mutaira. And here's an interesting comment. Abu Bizman Azeh, A Nathan Label Azeh. People do not pay attention to this parsha. And each one protects their children. We don't give Musa. Okay, an interesting aura. But in terms of the pshat in the sugya, so he learns a radically different pshat. Correct? Dresh v'kabel schar means learn the sugya very, very well. And be v'kabel schar so that one will avert this, and if you look at the Margolis Yom, see it's a similar mahalach. It says one mahalach in Dresh v'kabel schar. What are you going to say? Okay, we can pass these out.
Some questions? Marsha?
Yeah.
Have you understood that, for the Erni Dachas, you should create a situation where it would be impossible to have Erni Dachas putting up mezuzahs?
Yeah.
What would be the equivalent by Ben Sarmor? Having parents of...
Giving a mezuzah.
Okay. So, if that's the case, so, Marshar said earlier already that they're giving him Musar anyway, because that's the Sukkimar describing, that they're giving him Musar and then it's not working, so they take him to Bezin. So, it sounds like he's accepting of Reb Shimon that we're not expecting of parents to bring the kid to Bezin. So, if Joshua Kabbalah's Har means that parents should do something about the Ben Sarah Morris, so what are they not doing that they what are they not doing that they should be doing? And it sounds like, because they're already giving a musar anyway, and we're not expecting them to come to business. So what's the chiddush?
Right, so the instruction that the Marsha says the Gemara is giving the parents is that they are not communicating to the child equally their concern. That the child is getting different messages from that one parent is apparently is more comfortable with happening. The child is not getting the message from both parents that they see equal. They both see the egregious of what's happening. Yes,
that last thing at the end, we said nowadays we don't give mussar or anything. What was he saying there?
He was bemoaning that in his time the parents are soft on their children, that they see their children doing things that are not right and they defend them. They that was his comment on the chinuch of his times. The Torah's Chaim is a similar halach to the Marsha. L'chayra teima, kevan de tachlis a Talmud, mashemevi de masa. Same question. Again, v'lav kushi, v'vi she'ein lecha koitz batorah v'ein lecha mitzvah she'ein lo soid be'atzmusa yizbarach. She'nemer likim heven darka, v'hu yoidea es mekoyma. Mekoyma haynu yisaydo u'mekor ba'atzri yusoy yizbarach. V'afol v'kola osek ba'torah, afol gav she'ino oisari osek b'chvoy kidushosoy u'medabek tzichloy bo yizbarach. Terence Chaim says the question is an invalid question. Something has to be lemaisa in order for it to be of value to study. He says every part of Tolikav Kushi, v'she'ein lecha koitz and ein lecha mitzvah, that in addition to the practical limud is teaching us something about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ein lecha sod batzmusa yizbarach she'nemer lekim evin darka ani yisodu mekorav be'atzmiyusa yizbarach. Hezber adover in a shallow way, right? Hezra Dover is that as we spoke about a few weeks ago, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself through Teva, so we understand L'chora, it's reasonable to say that the more that we understand of the natural world, the more we'll understand of the Borei Olam. So the same thing should be true about the more we understand of the Chachma of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more we understand of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. So the Teres Chaim says the question is insignificant of its own, and possibly, I would add, I think Rav Shechta says it this way, that the Drosh V'Kabel Schor is teaching us this idea. That the purpose of Derech V'Kabel Schor is to point out to us that there are, that the Chochmah Elokis is worthy of us studying because it is Chochmah Elokis. Because V'hayinu afagav she'ino oisei re'oisek b'kvoid kedushosoi u'medabek zichloi boi yizbarach. Rav Shechter quotes this as one of the ideas of the Bala Tanya. There's a famous Beis Halevi that you have in front of you. Beis Halevi, Parashat Mishpatim. V'shah shekdimu Yisrael nasel nishma. Yordu shishim riboy shel malachi ashoris. V'koshu kol echad mi Yisrael shnei ksarim. Echad keneged nas v'echad keneged nishma. Gemara and Shabbos. The v'shas matan Torah, when he said nasel nishma, we each got two crowns. So the Beis Halevi says, why do we get two crowns? No, what's pshat? One for Nas, one for Nishma. Beis Halevi says, but look at what the Gemara says. B'shah shikdimu Yisrael Nasel and Nishma. If the way that we normally understand it, the way Johnny said it would be correct, it would be B'shah she'omru Nasa v'Nishma, we got two crowns. It says B'shah shikdimu. When we had the insight of saying Nasa before Nishma, so then we got two crowns. So she's going to get one crown. If it's because we said Nasa and Nishma, two crowns. But that's not what it says. If it's because of the Chachma Shekdimu, right? Normally we say, what's Pshat Shekdimu Nasa and Nishma? That we understood you have to do mitzvahs before, even with the understanding them. That's how it's usually said. No, and after that, you can build different binyanim. Either the importance of doing without understanding, the importance of behaviors in of themselves, whatever binyan you want to build, you can build. However, the Beis Halevi says, one second, but what's pshat in the Medrash? If it's the chachma of Nasa l'nishma shekdim, only one crown. Hezver adavar, he says that Klal Yisrael understood there are two forms of Talmud Torah. There's the Talmud Torah that's required for Nasa, right? Because Baruch Hu is giving us Torah, Mekabel Torah. We're Mekabel Torah in two ways. One is the way Gersh was saying before. Both ways Gersh was saying. One is Nasa. I need to learn Torah to understand Kima Mitzvahs. How to do Mitzvahs. But Hegdimu Nasa L'Nishma because Klal Yisrael understood there was another form of Talmud Torah, the form of Talmud Torah of Nishma, of learning, even though it is not a Hechsher Mitzvah. Right? So, B'shah Shekdimu Nasel and Nishma, they gave expression. Look at what had the Dalit. Had Teru Mishnei Ponim. There's a classic piece of the Beis Halevi. It is a... It's the bedrock of the machshava of the hashkafa of the olam yeshiva. This is one of the required readings, one of the basic curriculum of if yeshivas had core courses, what do they call it? If they had Western Civ courses, this would be the first core course, right? So the Vehina Yadua Delimud HaTorah Shnei Ponim Echot Kedei Leida Heyachum Al Asois Vim Lo Yilman Eich Yekayim Lo Yamor Tchosin. And this is the classic Beis Halevi that's quoted over and over again, that women are Mechuyovais in that form of Talmud Torah. V'gam anoshim she'inam mechuyavis b'limun ha-Torah mikol mokoyim. Mechuyavis l'lmod b'mitzvus ha-noyagos b'hen. And then he goes, and that's why, famous Beis Halevi, that's why women say Birchas ha-Torah, quotes the Beis Yosef, they're not mechuyavis in the mitzvah. So why are they saying Birchas ha-Torah every morning? Because they are mechuyavis, avul b'anoshim, but they are mechuyavis in the mitzvah of learning, which is a hechsher mitzvah for doing. Have imovei lekima mitzvah nimsa da limud etzlam have imovei la'atachlis shukima mitzvahs v'lehave tachlis be'atzmoy avol by the hay ba'anoshim have a limud gam mitzvahs ha'sein li'atzmoy ukimoy anochas tvilin. But when it comes to men, we have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is the mitzvah to learn in and of itself, even though it does not relate to halacha lemaaseh. So that's pshat in the Gemara Menachos. When Ben Doma Rabbi Yishmael's nephew asked Rabbi Yishmael, "Kegoin ani shelamadati kol ha-Torah kula? Can I learn Chochmas Yevonis?" Amalei said, "Yes." Contingent. Contingent. Say of a dark shosh in the yom v'leilah. V'gis of a yom v'leilah. Right. So now he said, if you wouldn't have learned, called, if you don't know how to do mitzvahs, you have to learn how to do mitzvahs. You learn kol ha-Torah kula. You know how to do every single mitzvah. So now you have another mitzvah to learn. Yom v'leilah. All right. So if you can find some time that's not the yom v'leilah, good. Da'achiyuv have mishum kima mitzvahs ha'kvar yotzaboy came shidah kol ha-Torah kula. Heich lasi zdavar nasa leiz tachlis elu lehemshach yoser mifiat zayrach. Mikol mokim chayv mitzad etzem ha-mitzvah shel ha-limud ha-Torah v'hine im hoyu oimim Yisrael nase v'nishma nishma v'nase. If they would have said nishma v'nase, then they would only be giving expression to the idea that they that there's a mitzvah to prepare to do to learn in order to be able to do mitzvahs. In order to have two kabbalas, that's why they should be shoshik dimu nase l'nishma. So they gave expression that there are two forms of Talmud Torah. There's the form required for Nasa, crown number one, and the form that's required for Nishma, crown number two. And that's the, so this Mahalach of the Beis HaLevi is, can be connected to this Torah Schaim Torah Sukhya. So again, we take two possibilities. Jerosh V'Kabel Schar, Kasha is, what, how are we supposed to understand that the Ribbon Shem gave us Torah, a piece of Torah specifically to teach us to study Torah? How are we to understand the Kabbal Schar? Shemfakert, Droish. So two pshat. One pshat is that the Kasha is a Gevaldik Kasha. And Dirsha Kabbal Schar means learn these sugyas in order to be able to be makabel the schar of never having a, of making sure that one redirects, learn in yonei chinuch, darshan the sugya backwards and forwards, and from every single detail, understand more and more about chinuch, understand, you can go through every single detail. Zelavisove, how we began the chinuch, that gashmias is going to preclude ruchnias, so it means you have to curtail the gashmias. Father and mother speak in the same tone, that if he's involved in mitzvahs, don't get nervous about it. If he's expressing his gashmis and having gevaldig seyumim, so right, he makes. So he said, "The guy, he's a zol v'sovei." Yeah, he's zol v'sovei because he's, but he only needs a zol v'sovei when he finishes a mesichta. No, he's doing a lot of mesichtas in the 3 months. He can let it go. In other words, so those are the musari haskel droish v'kavos char, and the same thing probably for yunidachas. That's one malach. Malach number two is for carrots. It's teaching us that you hold on, Mayor. It's teaching us that you saw in Talmud Torah that there is that what Klal Yisrael understood when they said Nasim according to Beis HaLevi, the Ribbono Shel Olam was megalah to us in these halachas. He created a situation that can never happen. Achi of skill that can't be. So, something that is so anti-natural that parents would bring a child to Chiyuv Skila. All right? So, again, there's a tremendous amount of omkus, understand why the Rebbe Shem was megala this idea in this context. There's a lot to be understood. But the yesod is that there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that goes beyond the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that's hachona for Maisa. The Hechsher Mitzvah, that's also Mitzvah Talmud Torah. It is not only Hechsher Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Right? Otherwise, women couldn't say Berachas HaTorah. There has to be a Mitzvah of the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, which is Hachonah for Hechsher Mitzvah. But then in addition, there's a Mitzvah Talmud Torah. What's that? So that's what Teres Chaim says. That is Oisek Bechvoid Kedushosu Medabik Zichlo Bo Yisbarach. That's understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu better. Right. Teres Chaim in the previous paragraph says, Ubezoyar. Parshas Kiseitze. Isa. V'tofsubo abivimoy. Tanina. Tevi shaita da omer kishvichol moisha. Omer moisha. Mori da alma. Is abba the ovid kidein librei. And you have it, we're back on the screen. Right. Back to the Torah's Chaim. The paragraph before we read. Quote to Zoya. Zoya says, Kadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu ben Sarah Moira. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hayatach. Is such a thing as parents would bring a child with Tosu Yavi Vimai? Taninan. Tebhi shaita, the Omer kuch vichel of Aisha. Omer Aisha Mori Alma is Abba the Ovid Kedain Lebrei. Tebhi shaita, sorry, I skipped a line. Romaz lei liyofi. Omar lei, Rabbona de Raisa. Omar Moshe, at that moment Moshe said, Ana de Vishna lahai pashosa. I'm going to dash in the parsha. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a remez. You're right. Gave him a simon. Ki yei l'ish doa Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'chsev Hashem ish mechoma. Ben doa Yisrael. Soiru moirem t'chsev ki kaparva sarva sari Yisrael einen ha-shamei b'kol avi v'kol imoi. Da Kodesh Baruch Hu Knesses Yisrael. When there'll be a situation where a Jew is veering away from what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants him to do, and he's veering away from what Klal Yisrael wants him to do. All right, now we're going beyond. V'yisru oisai t'chsev v'yishlach Hashem b'yad kol novi. And Kodesh Baruch Hu will give Klal Yisrael Musar, or send a Navi, for the Shom Aleihem, Tichsim Yishmael Lashem, V'tovsu Boyobi V'imoi, B'ru'usa Chada. So then the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael will take with one Ratz and one Askoma, Ad Soif HaParsha. V'kemen le'nichtava Parsha Zu Elahach Drosha, V'ab v'imay haynu yisbarach shemoy ateres teferes neichel de kol shavin b'inun yisbarach echad demyuchad mikol tzad v'kol ekol echad v'kevun de kol shavin b'inun mar v'kuma. Alright, so this already goes a little beyond us, but the Zoyar says that the parsha, this again is concretizing for us the idea that all of Torah is a gili of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, where do we see that? V'harav Nasham Lekenu, V'ziv Yisrael Lefinu, V'yom Yisrael, V'ni Anachnu Senu, Yoidei Shemecha. V'zivshan Yoidei Shemecha. V'ni Anachnu Yoidim Shas. Right? Shas of Poiskim. It was Yoidim Shemecha. Yidias Hashem is another form of Talmud Torah. Is another phrase for Talmud Torah. Ramban writes at the beginning of Hakdom at the Breishas, all of Torah Hashem is Hashem. Hezra Adover, again in a shallow way, is that just like a person's name is the way that you are identified. The person's name sometimes gives you insight into the person himself, sometimes he has his own. Right? So the shame of every part of Torah can be reorganized to be a presentation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? My name is a presentation. My name is, if it's on a, I have one name on my passport, that's one presentation. Right? I have one name on my svarim, I mean, different name, different presentation. Right? I have one name that I get called up to the Torah when they give me Shaber, so they'll, right, different, a signature, it's a different presentation. So a person has many shemos. That's Kodesh Baruch Hu, Torah are the shemos of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yodei Shemecha. So this particular passage in the Zohar concretizes for us this idea of Yedisha. Right? In other words, that Ben Soira, Moshe Rabbeinu said, this couldn't be Pshat. Right? Because Baruch was teaching him, and he said, this one's got to be a Medrash. A Medrash like Tzuv B'Torah. Right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, let's say, if it's a Medrash, it means it's for you to figure out. It's for you to understand. Not for me to Megalas. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Megala that the Ben Soira Umar over here is being Megalatas, the Rabbeinu Shalom's concern for Klal Yisrael when we become too gashmistic. And how the Rabbeinu Shalom will express his concern as that it's not good for that it is inconsistent with the goals and accomplishments of Klal Yisrael. And that the role of Nevi'im is a response to, and again, it could be that there are many deeper, there are many deeper ideas, it could be the idea of that the context of the rebellion with disappointment and the context of the extra Musar is in the context of runaway Gashmis. That's an important origin of itself. So that's, again, but what we're pointing out over here is that the Taras Chaim, before he even presents the concept, he really presents a possible concrete way of understanding Grosh for Kabbalah Schar. That there will be great benefit. So the Kabbalah Schar, apparently, again, I said, I'm not sure how to understand the Kabbalah Schar in this particular way. The Kabbalah Schar, the Marsha, we understand. The Kabbalah Schar of the Beis Halev, the Torah, either it means this too is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's the code word for a mitzvah, the Dovi Schar, or it could be that it's the code word for coming back to Gersh's first comment for Torah Lishma. In other words, for understanding Torah in a deeper way, for being Megala Kadosh Baruch Hu in a deeper way. The Kabbal Schar, that may mean the furthest thing from having Gashmistik Brachas. The Kabbal Schar means genuine Schar. Because the genuine Schar is the Vekus Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that could be, just for careful, we normally think. When the Gemara says, Jerosh V'Kabbal Schar, the question, this is where there's the schar that is the schar that Baruch wants to give us, the schar El Kulam, because here you'll have the schar of Dveikus, because Baruch will be great Yedias Hashem. That's what Droish, and again, Lanias Daiti, and this again, Rav Shechter has explained many times, is that this is emblematic of this form of Talmud Torah called, this is Megala to us. These parshas are Megala to us, this concept of a Talmud Torah that is to achieve, whose purpose is achieving greater Dveikus and is separated from the aspect of Talmud Torah that is as Hachana. The Talmud Torah that we do as Hachana for doing mitzvahs will also achieve greater Dveikus. Understanding the mitzvahs with greater depth is also Megala Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the point is, we would not appreciate it. We wouldn't appreciate that is a fundamental part of Talmud Torah. A Moshel Maradoma. Is that in the literature yeshivas, in our mind, way of thinking, let's say Zohar is Tosefet, right? it's not seen as an essential part of the and the key mitzvah Talmud Torah. Right? That's probably the way I'm saying it is probably too drastic, and it's probably just a way in which it's expressed for younger talmidim. But it's a mashal and a dugma. So if we would not have Jerosh v'kabel schar, we would say, all right, learning for dveikus, learning for chochma l'kis, that's an eitz tova, that's an opportunity, that's aschus. We may not have said, no, but this is an essential part of Talmud Torah. So Jerosh v'kabel schar is the way Kadosh Baruch Hu communicated to us that this is an essential part of Talmud Torah. Now, we don't have time now to go weiter, but what you have in front of you is something that I was working on for Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Kisisa, the Torah says that the Malachim came and retrieved, that we were told, Pasuk says we were told, we decided to take off our crowns. And the Torah told us not to put our crowns back on. Right. So the pshat of this passage of the Ibn Ezra, the Beis Halevi explain the balance of the Beis Halevi, which you don't have in front of you, is to explain how you understand that in response to the Cheder Egel, we took off our crowns. However, the balance of the Beis Halevi, Laniyas Daiti, jumps ship, because he explains that the reason why we had to give up our crowns after Cheder Egel was unrelated to this vort. It's a kasha. In other words, once you understand the crowns, the way the Beis Halevi is explaining them, so why does Cheder Egel mean that we have to give up our Talmud Torah? How did Talmud Torah change after the Cheder Egel? Emma says Beis Halevi wrote this in the 1800s. So, and he was strongly advocating both forms of Talmud Torah. So what was before and after Cheder? So the Beis Halevi's second half of the essay is to say that there's another element to the crowns, and the crowns came as a result of Nasa. That we said Nasa, not Esa, that there was a sense of Arvus, and it's the sense of Arvus that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, we lost the Cheder Egel. Alright, another drush, another time. The Ksav Kabbalah, who is a contemporary of the Beis Halevi, I believe an older contemporary, I believe, and I have no reason to believe that I have no concept with each other. Ksav Kabbalah was in Germany. He was when he became a rabbi in Mecklenburg, he was fighting reform. His goal was, as it says, Ksav Kabbalah, to show the connection between the halachas and the midrashim and the psukim. So in this particular passage, he formulates an idea, different phrases, but essentially he's addressing the same idea that the Beis Halevi addresses. And then he develops the idea of why these two crowns should be dropped after the Cheder Egel. So, if you're still holding your kisisa, so till Tuesday, you'll enjoy this, basically, this Ksav Kabbalah. So next we'll learn the sugya of Rashi about the Yom HaSra. Right? Rashi Yad Rava.